Proclamation number 4960 of 1st of September, 1950. Love and faith. People lack love and faith, and this is their undoing. Their hardened hearts, which only love themselves and cannot muster any feeling for their suffering fellow human beings, are also incapable of believing in a creator of heaven and earth. For faith comes forth from love, faith only comes alive through love. And that is why at the time of the end there is great spiritual hardship, the state of darkness and sin. For without love and without faith there is no light and no knowledge for people either. And therefore they succumb to God's adversary, the Prince of Darkness, who is devoid of all love and also extinguishes it in people. People are completely without life, for earthly life is only short, and then they succumb to spiritual death, which is dreadfully agonizing because there is no extinction for the soul, but life is inconceivable in the state the soul is in after its physical death. For love and faith alone are life awakening, where love and faith are missing, there is death. For love and faith secure the union with God, but without God there is no life, without God there is darkness and powerlessness, and thus a state of inactivity, the epitome of death. People only believe what they see, and they only love themselves. They reject everything spiritual, which is not tangible or visible to them, precisely because they have no love within themselves which, as a divine principle, would also revive faith in God, because then God himself could work in the human being and his presence would also become an inner conviction for him. But without love the heart is mute, it is far from God and does not feel his strength. And thus the intellect cannot be moved to acknowledge a being which is the creator of everything that surrounds the human being. The heart cannot instruct the intellect because it is itself inaccessible to all instruction, for the lack of love prevents the working of the spirit which instructs the human being from within and emotionally presents the truth to him. Where love and faith are lacking, the human heart is silent and the soul is in great distress. But in order to shape the human being into love, much earthly hardship is necessary so that he will be touched by the misery of his fellow human beings and the spark of love will be ignited in him. Only then will his own spiritual hardship begin to fade away, only then will his heart become light, and only then will his intellect consider the questions which provide him with information about his destiny, about his creator of eternity and his relationship with him. Only then will he learn to believe, and the more active love becomes in him the more convinced his faith will also become, and the spiritual darkness will give way to the light of day, to right knowledge and to life. Love and faith determine life in eternity, but they also illuminate the human being's spiritual state on earth. For without love and faith there is no spiritual rebirth and no union with God, without love and faith there is no redemption, and the soul remains eternally in the night of death. For it is far from God and therefore cannot be blissfully happy either. Amen.